With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. The Government of Canada continues to support Kejimkujik through a series of announcements. This week, the MP for South Shore St. Margaret's and Minister of Fisheries, Oceans and the Canadian Coast Guard, Bernadette Jordan, announced 2,000 trees will be planted in the park, a National Historic Site, as part of government's initiative to plant 2 billion trees across the nation. Keji is surrounded by Acadian forest, and Jordan says the species of trees to be planted are chosen based on what is appropriate for the location.
I think that it's important that when we're planting trees, we're doing them in collaboration with the communities to make sure that we're planting the right trees. It's not just about planting a tree. It's about making sure that you're putting the right ones for the environment in that you live in and that you work in and play in so that they match what we need to see.
Keji will see several species like red oak, yellow birch, and sugar maple planted to help the Acadian forest become more resilient. Government has set targets for the 2 billion tree planting initiative to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by up to 12 megatons annually by 2050, while also generating up to 4,300 jobs. At the end of June, Minister Jordan was again at Kejimkujik to announce $1.16 million in federal infrastructure renewal funding to help rebuild part of the park damaged by post-tropical storm Dorian in the fall of 2019. Visitors will see a new climate-resilient permanent pedestrian bridge built along the Mersey River Trail after the former floating pedestrian bridge at Mills Falls had become susceptible to storm damage following Dorian. Unfortunately for some visitors, the Mills Falls Day-Use Park and part of the trail will be closed while the area is under construction. Jordan explains any construction in a national park comes with challenges.
Getting the infrastructure into the park, they don't want to put in a road, so of course there's a lot of different things that they have to do to make it work, and it's very exciting to see it happening in Keji.
Dorian also damaged the seaside trail network, causing coastal erosion and trail undercutting, washouts, strewn boulders, and loss of headland surface. Part of the announced funding will cover the cost of repairing damage to both the Harbor Rocks Trail and the Port Jolly Head Trail at the seaside. These announcements come on the heels of the reopening of Jeremy's Bay Campground. The area was closed for a year to update water infrastructure and washrooms dating back to their original construction in the 1970s. The federal government poured $10 million into Kejimkujik to bring that infrastructure up to modern standards. And Jordan calls that money well spent.
Oh, you know, I mean, everybody loves Keji. I don't know anybody that doesn't. It's an absolute jewel in Nova Scotia. And, you know, we've invested significantly in Keji in the last 6 years, making sure that they have what they need in order to continue to grow and meet the needs of the park.
For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.